The Communications Minister, Stephen Conroy, has lashed out at Google, accusing the internet giant of the single biggest breach of privacy in history. Google has been a critic of the Senator's proposed internet filtering plan, but Senator Conroy insists his comments are not payback. Timothy McDonald reports.
Senator Conroy sees something sinister about the attitudes of Google's CEO, Dr. Eric Schmidt.
I think that the approach taken by Mr. Schmidt is a bit creepy, frankly.
Stephen Conroy says Google considers itself accountable to no one, and that's a real problem.
That's what they actually state on their website, trust us.
Terrible.
So they consider themselves to be above government. They consider that they are the appropriate people to make the decisions about people's privacy data, and that they are perfectly entitled to drive the streets and collect as much private information by photographing over fences and photographing and collecting data information. This is probably the single greatest breach in history of privacy.
Google has copped a lot of criticism in recent months, particularly because the cars it uses to put together the Google Street View service were collecting information about people's wireless internet connections. Several national privacy commissioners have raised concerns over the issue with Google, which has since ceased the practice. In a blog post, a senior vice president at the company said that the information was collected by mistake. But Senator Conroy told Liberal Senator Mary Jo Fisher that couldn't be the case.
Explain that, Minister.
The code, the computer program that collects it, was designed to collect this information.
So you're disputing Google's claim that it's inadvertent?
Yes, I'm saying they wrote a piece of code designed to do it.
Google has been a critic of the minister's proposed internet filtering plan, saying it could affect user speeds and accidentally filter legitimate material. The company also says it would give parents a false sense of security because it would be quite easy to circumvent. The internet censorship debate has been a heated one, and others in the room suggested there might be some personal motivation in the minister's comments. The attack didn't go unnoticed by Greens Senator Scott Ludlam.
No, the discussions about how they would handle the filtering task that your filter's not able to...
Well, Google, seeing as you've decided to keep coming back there...
No, have its own... Minister, you just went on a 10-minute tirade of corporate character assassination. I didn't bring that up at all.
Corporate character assassination. Describing their own words and actions...
That was a highly selective set of quotations. I didn't come here to defend them, but you brought it up because I walked into the room.
Google has yet to return calls from AM for a response.
Timothy McDonald.